With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says China will not use military action against Taiwan as long as he's in the White House.
The president told CBS's 60 Minutes that Chinese President Xi Jinping has assured him that Beijing would take no action against Taiwan while Donald Trump's in the White House. U.S. officials have long been concerned about the possibility of China using military force against Taiwan, the self-ruled island democracy that is claimed by Beijing.
That is White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Turmoil and controversy at the FDA. The head of the FDA Drug Center has resigned very suddenly Sunday. A spokesman says Dr. George Tidmarsh left the agency after federal lawyers began looking into, quote, serious concerns about his personal conduct. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent Sunday signaling that SNAP benefits could restart as soon as this week.
Bessent said in an interview, quote, there's a process that has to be followed, so we've got to figure out what the process is. President Trump wants to make sure that people get their food benefits. On Friday, President Trump signaled that he would fund SNAP if pointed in the appropriate legal direction, after a federal judge directed officials to use an emergency fund for the program. The administration was previously adamant that it would not utilize these funds amid the nearly five-week government shutdown. Bessent said, I do not want Americans to go hungry just because radical Democrats refuse to do the right thing and reopen the government. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
President Trump features very prominently in a number of state and local elections coming up Tuesday. Key races include the governor's seats in both New Jersey and Virginia. Also, of course, the one everybody is watching, and that's the New York City mayoral race and a California proposition on remapping. This is SRN News. Unusual amicus brief has been filed with the Supreme Court.
Legal groups and special interests file all the time, but this latest brief is the work of 24 philosophy professors. The academics are urging the High Court to uphold state bans on men playing sports against women. The brief states that, quote, organizing sports around the sex categories is fully justified. And it bears the signatures of professors from Notre Dame, Oxford, and several other schools. The signatories say they want America to know that not all academics support transgenderism. Michael Harrington reporting.
With about 100 days to go until the Winter Games in Italy, U.S. Olympic Committee has begun the process of trying to keep males from getting into female events. Committee now requires athletes who want to compete in women's events of any kind to take an SRIY gene test, which identifies the Y chromosome. This is SRN News. It's the final days on the campaign trail before Election Day. Of course, as we mentioned, that mayoral race in New York involving Andrew Cuomo, Zoran Mamdani, and Curtis Sliwa. Heritage Foundation economist E.J. Antoni's appalled by the positions Mamdani is taking on a number of social issues.
I'm sorry, New York has been doing that for how long now? And every time they double down and raise taxes, it just makes the problems that much worse. Tax revenue doesn't go up, tax revenue goes down. And the rich don't go into New York, they leave New York. It's what has been happening, and it's what will continue to happen, only faster if they double down on this agenda by voting for this communist, which sadly looks like is exactly what's going to happen.
And Tony was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. More details at srnnews.com.